The moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Right Reverend Francis Aminu, has reiterated his call to elect into leadership positions people who uphold values of wholeness required to inspire commitment towards sustainable growth and development. In his view, a good leader must uphold virtues of integrity, humility, and love for his country or the organization he aspires to lead in order to stimulate the desired trust and confidence of his followers. Right Reverend Aminu was addressing delegates at the official opening of the Joint Biennial Synod of the EP Church Ghana General Assembly and Église Evangélique Presbyterienne du Togo, EEPT, underway in Ho. Here's a news desk report.
The five-day international conference brings together more than 300 delegates from the Bremen Mission family, including Ghana, Togo and Germany, as well as observers from the UK and the USA. Right Reverend Aminu underscored the significance of the theme, God of Life, Lead Us to Justice, Peace and Dignity for Wholeness, as a guiding principle in curbing the high incidence of lawlessness, moral decadence and corruption that has become a bane in many societies worldwide. He urged governments of West Africa to strengthen their common ties of unity in diversity by demonstrating pragmatic efforts in harnessing the needed resources towards the liberation of the sub-region from diseases, ignorance, poverty and underdevelopment. Right Reverend Aminu called for effective collaboration between the EP Church Ghana and their Togolese counterparts in the areas of human capacity development and establishment of income-generating projects. An environmental consultant, Dr. Emmanuel Noglo, who led the German delegation to the conference, expressed worry about the poor state of environmental sanitation in parts of Accra. He therefore proposed a national stakeholder conference of environmental experts to strategize on effective ways of addressing the menace. Dr. Noglo also urged multinational companies engaged in mining and other industrial activities in the country to demonstrate their commitment through corporate social responsibility initiatives in tackling issues relating to environmental degradation and waste management.
That was a news desk.